Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Yud, the 10th Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, eating matzah. Again, as yesterday, you saw it today as well, trying to pack it in. Again, our discussions here are meant as, you know, food for thought, getting our appetites wet for these topics. Feel free to do more research on any of the mitzvahs, but we're just trying to get the main ideas in halacha, in hashkafa, in lamdus about each of the mitzvahs. And some of them, as we see, we can spend a lot more than 20, 22 minutes on it, but we need to try to get an overview, so that's why we're doing it at this rate, at this speed, at this time period each day. Okay, so let's do what we can about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It says the chinuch mitzvah yud, le'achol lechem matzah b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan. It is a mitzvah on the night of the 15th of Nisan, the same night that it's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. There's a separate mitzvah zaseh to eat matzah. Unlike, as we said a couple of days ago, maror is not a separate mitzvah. The Rambam said maror is counted along with Korban Pesach. But when it comes to matzah is an independent mitzvah. And I have to eat the matzah, ha'asui mimin dagan, made out of grain, flour that comes from one of the five grains. We know the five grains: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. The five grains in halacha, those are the five grains that I can be yotzei mitzvah of matzah with. Those are the five grains that can become chametz. Rice is not one of the five grains. And therefore, if I have rice matzah, I'm not yotzei. If I have rice, it can't become chametz either if it's pure rice. But this comes up in some people who are allergic. Some people are allergic to wheat. So you have spelt matzahs they make. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period when there are many different choices. So that's the mitzvah I say to eat matzah on the 15th of Nisan. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, ba'erev tochlu matzos, on this night you should eat matzah. Upirusho leil chamisha asar b'nisan, and this night is referring to the 15th of Nisan. Bein bizman sheyesham pesach, o bizman shelo yesham. And it doesn't matter if there's a Korban Pesach or not. Bizman hazeh. In Tavshin Ayin Aleph, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Which kizayis, when we eat matzah twice during the Seder. We eat matzah at the beginning of the meal, and we eat matzah at the end of the meal. Which one of those are the Iker Mitzvah? Which one of those are the Iker Mitzvah? Well, even before I say that, there is, even though the mitzvah is that night, I wanted to mention this a minute ago, even though the mitzvah is that night, as we'll see which is the Iker in a second, there is a well-known sheet of the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon says, even though the obligation to eat matzah is only that night, but there is a Kiyum Mitzvah to eat matzah the entire Pesach. And every time we eat matzah during Pesach, we get a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even though there is no Chiyum HaMitzvah. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The Gra says it's quoted in Maaser Rav, and that is, Ve'eno kori shivas yemen tocha matzos kol shiva mitzvah. Ve'eno kori la rishus elo lagabi la rishona shehi chova. It's not obligatory. U'mitzvah lagabi chova rishus kori la. Afal pikein mitzvah da'oraisahu. But really, it's a mitzvah da'oraisa, says the Gra, to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. V'hayim mechabi v'od mitzvah zachilas matzah kol shiva. He loved this mitzvah. The Gra loved this mitzvah. And even though it's quoted here, that even though he generally did not pass on like the Rambam, we don't pass on like the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? That you have to have shalosh shudas on Yantif. We will pass on only shalosh shudas on Shabbos, not shalosh shudas on Yantif. The Rambam passes shalosh shudas on Yantif. We generally do not hold that way, but the Vilna Gaon was makbid like the Rambam on the last day of Pesach, because he wanted one more meal with matzah. So he dafke shalosh shudas on the last day of Pesach. But to show that he was only doing it l'shem mitzvah, not because he loved matzah, l'shem mitzvah, right after Pesach, he went and bought a beer from a guy to make Avdala on. So he'd eat chametz right away. So he dafke ate matzah to the last minute, and he had beer right after Pesach to show that he was only doing it l'shem mitzvah. That's here in the Maaser Rav in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. But that's the whole week. But as we know, me'ikar adin, the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, and there are roots of that gra in the Chizkuni, if you want to look it up in Parshas Bo. The Chizkuni alludes to that. But me'ikar adin, the mitzvah is to eat on the night of the Seder. So which kizayis, which eating of the matzah is the ikker? So that is a major machlokas rishonim that we find in Maseches Pesachim. In the Rashi and the Rashbam, in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, says the Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis, Rashi and the Rashbam both say that the ikker mitzvah is the afikomen, the last piece of matzah, the kizayis that we eat when we're mostly stuffed already, and we're just making sure that we get it down, and we're like, is this a good way out of it? Oh, I had a kizayis. No! According to Rashi and the Rashbam, that's the ikar achila that we're eating, says the Rashbam. V'zui ha-matzah ha-betzua, sh'anu ochlin ba'achrona l'shem chova. V'yal karcheinu, what's the obvious question on the shita? So why do we say al-achilas matzah an hour and a half ago? We say al-achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal. Because we have to. If you're eating the same item, so then you have to say it earlier. Just like the Gemara says, which he quotes, just like if somebody only has one vegetable and he's going to use it for karpas and for marar, so says the Gemara earlier, gabe marar la'achar shemile kreisu mimenu hechozer mevarechalav. You got to make the bracha earlier. Aval achilas marar, even though the ikar mitzvah by karpas, you're going to make that bracha. Even though you're going to eat it later again, but if you're coming in contact with the same food that you're going to eat later for the mitzvah, you have to say the bracha earlier. So says Rashi in the Rashbam, the ikar kezayis is the afikomen. We make the bracha earlier because of technical problems that we have. But if you look in the Rush over there, the Rush in Simen Lamed Aleph and Arvei Pesachim says, no, what are you talking about? The first mitzvah, the first kezayis that we eat. Why are we so machmir by that kezayis? Why do we're choshes for the sheet of Hillel, we eat it bekorech, we eat it plain, we eat it together. We're so machmir there, because that's the ikar ha-mitzvah, says the Rush. So it's a machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam versus the Rush. The Rambam Shita is not clear. Rambam seems to have stadim lakano lakan, so the Rambam is not 100% clear. But what many achronim suggest, to answer a couple of questions regarding Rashi and the Rashbam Shita and other Shitas, is the following idea. Maybe all of it could be counted as the mitzvah. Because we find an idea that if there is a mitzvah that we could do in a minimal way, but we choose to do it in a maximal way, the entire act that we're doing has the status of a mitzvah, even though we didn't have to do it. For example, the Ramban says, what's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema every day? There are four shitas in the Rishonim. Whatever we say is right. First pasuk, first parsha, even second parsha, even third parsha. Four shitas in the Rishonim, what the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. The Ramban holds only the first pasuk. But, based on Gemara's, he is forced to say that, even though only the first pasuk is what you have to say, if we say more, that's also part of the mitzvah saseh daraisa of Kriya Shema. We have the power to expand and maximize the mitzvah, even though we could have done it in a minimal way. We find that by Kriya Shema. We find that by Tzkiyas. The Rishonim ask, how can we blow so many Tzkiyas on Rosh Hashanah? There's an Isra Bal Tosif that the Shem will get to in Sefer Dvarim. Now that I add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Torah says you have to blow a certain amount. 30 at most we have to blow, because we don't know what Sam was supposed to have. How can we blow 100? Explain the Achronim that no, if the Torah tells us to do a mitzvah in a minimal way and we expand it, that's okay. And the whole thing has the status of mitzvah. So some say that is the pshat on Pesach night as well. Yeah, the first kezayis, maybe we're yotzei, but the more matzah we eat that night, we have expanded the mitzvah. And Rav Sternbach says it's a meduyik in the language of the Rambam. Because if you look in the Rambam says, I'll read you the Lashon, in the beginning of Perek Vav Avichas Chamisu Matzah. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah Lechol Matzah B'lo Chamisha Asar Ben Nisan. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the first night. U'misha Achal Kezayis Yotzei Yidei Chavaso. And once you eat a kezayis, you would yotzei. So what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat. Once you eat a kezayis, you yotzei. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat kezayis. He says, it's a mitzvah to eat, period. Once you eat a kezayis, that's enough. But it sounds like for the Rambam that whatever one would eat, that would be part of the mitzvah. Okay, so that has to do with what exactly is the mitzvah on the Seder night. Is it the first one? Is it the last one? Or is it some type of combination? Okay, let's continue now. So that was the Iker mitzvah according to the Chinuch. Turning over, Misharshi mitzvah zu, Mashakasa b'karma Pesach. The Sharsha mitzvah is, as he's said a number of times already, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. By matzah, though, it's not just the general, it's connected to karma Pesach. We find many studim. I gave a Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this a couple of years ago. Matzah has a dichotomy about it, and that is matzah symbolizes two opposite elements. On the one hand, the matzah symbolizes our geula, our redemption. What does the Mishnah say in Pesachim? We say it in the Haggadah. Pesach matzah maror. Matzah, al shum she nigalu avuseinu mimitzrayim. Matzah, because our forefathers were redeemed. That's what matzah symbolizes. Matzah is called lechem oni. What's oni? Lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. That you say many things when you have the matzah there. What are many things? There's a Rashi in Pesachim, a daf lamed vav. That means hallel. We say Hallel, the only night of the year that we say Hallel is the Seder night. And we say that with the matzah in front of us. We do Haseba when we eat matzah. Right? You don't do Haseba when you eat Marah. So there are so many matzah symbolizes Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out quickly, we rushed out, we became Bnei Chorin. But of course, on the other hand, matzah symbolizes the bread of slavery. Halach ma'anya, tiachalo avasana. Right? This is the poor man's bread. The Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, even says that in his time, 900 years ago, he heard stories of captives taken. What did they serve captives? What did captors serve the captives? They fed a matzah. You know why? Because matzah, you could just eat a little bit, it sits in your stomach for hours. Right? We all know that. But that's exactly, that's captives' food. That's mamish. That's the bread of affliction. Halach ma'anya. That's what it symbolizes. Galut. And that's lechem oni, oni. It's broken. It didn't have time to rise. There's no other ingredients in it. But that's lechem oni. Just something I saw today. I should have mentioned it a couple of days ago. But Rav Hirsch says all three in this sense. Pesach matzah maror might all symbolize galus in a sense. Matzah, as we've just been saying, maror is obvious, but even Pesach, he says, how do we eat the carb Pesach? Roasted. We spoke about it a couple days ago. Roasted. It's hanging in midair. There's nothing supporting it. It's all alone. It's not sturdy. It's not strong. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. That's the carbon Pesach. So really all three have a certain element of galus. That's Refersh and Shmos, Perkid Beis Pasaches. But that is matzah. Matzah has this dual element. It reminds us of galus, it reminds us of geula, and that's what we're supposed to be thinking about at the Seder night. All of these elements as we eat our matzah. Continuing, Dine HaMitzvah, and there are many. Halachas of matzah, let's talk about some of them. Kigon, Shimur Hatzarech L'matzis. Shimur, guarding. The Torah says, Ushmartem asamatzos. So we know there's something called Shmura matzah. So what do you mean Shmura matzah? What if I don't eat Shmura matzah? It says in the Torah, you have to watch the matzah. Ushmartem asamatzos. So what is Shmura matzah? So this goes to a machlokas rishonim. When do you have to guard your grain from coming in contact with water? When Shmura? So there's the most machrishita, the most makel shita. The most machrishita is that of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam both say you have to guard and watch your grain so it doesn't come in contact with water from the moment it's cut. The grain is cut, you chop the grain from that moment, that it has to be guarded. And when we say Shmura matzah, that's Mishas Kitzira. That's assuming like that shita. When we say Shmura matzah, that's the most machrishita, that's the lechachila, that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Amru chachamim sorach adam liyizayir bedagan she'ochel mimenu shelo yavo olav mayim achar sheniksar ad shelo yehei bo shem chimut. Obviously, all grain gets wet from the rain before it's cut. But the second that it's cut, that's the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that one has to be careful to not let it become cut. I saw in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's on Ala Torah, and Emes Liyakov, he quotes on this pasuk, Ushmartem asamatzos. The Eben Ezra says, Ushmartem asamatzos, tziva lios shmurim mishas katsira. Meaning he sounds like the Rif and the Rambam. And Rabbi Yaakov just has an interesting ha'ari. He says, I'm not sure if you could count the Eben Ezra as a posek for this halacha. Meaning, we know many times, we check, oh, which post gets it, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, the Rishonim, who says what? And if Rosh Rishonim say this, the Meir Rishonim say that, could the Eben Ezra be counted as a posek in terms of this sugya? Because he's a pashtan, he explains the Torah. He's not a posek usually, but here he gives psak for some reason. So Rabbi Yaakov here, and in the footnotes he goes into it a little bit more, could you ever count the Eben Ezra as a daya in the Rishonim. Either way, but this is the first Nos Machmer opinion. The next daya down is the Rush. The Rush says, no, you don't have to watch it from Shas Katsira, you have to watch it from Shas Techina, the second that you start grinding it. I take the wheat, I start grinding it into flour, from that moment, I have to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with water. And the most makel sheet is that of the She'iltos. The She'iltos says, no, you just got to guard it from the time that you need it. Shas Lisha, when you add the water, you have to make sure that it's 18 minutes and nothing else comes in contact. What do we paskin? Three sheetas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, try for the best, but the Eved, you got the worst. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hachitim she'osim ha'matzis mitzah. Tafnun Gimel. The chitim, the wheat that we use, tov l'shamen shlo yiplo le'am mayim mishas kitzira. The Shulchan Aruch says, at best from the time that it's harvested and cut. Ulefachot mishas tchina. The next level, at least from when it's ground. The Shulchan Aruch then says, b'shas ha'tchak, you could even buy flour from the shuk. Meaning, from shas lisha, you just buy the flour and use it. Those are the three levels. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and this is what we pass on halacha l'maisa, we cannot rely on this third opinion today. Because nowadays, in the processing of flour, the flour is washed. to make sure it's clean. So it comes in contact with water. So that's why you go buy flour in the store. Regular flour in the store has cheskas chimutz. We assume that might be chametz because it was washed in the production process of that flour. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says that 500 years ago we were able to b'di'evet just buy any flour and rely on the shiltos, mishaz lisha, we don't do that b'zman hazeh. So we either have what we call shmura matzah, which is like the riff in the Rambam, Shas Kitzira, and if we're not eating Shmura Matzah, we're at least eating matzah that is guarded from the time that it became flour. Those are the different dayas in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what Shmura Matzah, that's what Shmura Matzah means. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here that the minhag, at least of many, is to eat Shmura Matzah at the Seder. Even if somebody doesn't eat Shmura Matzah the whole Pesach, they eat kosher the Pesach Matzah, but at the Seder, says the Mishnah Berurah, HaMatzah Sha'ochlen B'Shnei Leilos Arishonis L'Kayim Ben Mitzvahs Be'erev Toch L'Matzos Hein Tzricha Shmira Yisera. That's the mitzvah. That's the Kiyama, the Chiyava mitzvah is that night, that first night. So that's why many have the minhag of eating Shmura Matzah B'Davka. So I mean, it's the whole Pesach. But that is, the Mishnah Berurah says, at least during the Seder. So that's regarding Shmira. V'inyan Lishasa. Now back to the Chinuch. Regarding kneading the matzah, so you got to knead it in a special way. Ubeiza mayim niloshes, what type of water? Which is the sugya of mayim shelanu. We use water that was left overnight to make the matzahs with. Why? It's gemara and psachim, not for now. V'shir achilasa l'chalapachos. How much you have to eat? Okay, let's talk about that for a second. Shir achilasa. So we know one has to eat a kizayis. What's a kizayis? Very different sheet. That's exactly what a kizayis is. But one should ask their local posting to know exactly how much of a matzah one has to eat. There is a chumrah that some achronim have. It starts off with the Shumas Hadeshin, but Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva about this in Yechav Adas, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Zayin. Does one have to eat the kizayis matzah at once, bavas achas, stuff it in your mouth? Or Rasha Lechos HaKaragil Mat, and you eat a kizayis within 3-4 minutes. So Rav Avadya quotes the Magen Avram, who quotes this Shumas Hadeshin, that you have to eat it bavas achas, but throughout the tshuva he says most achronim, including the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah did not quote this Shumas Hadeshin, that you have to eat it bebas achas. Even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, many achronim, says Rav Avadya, do not quote it, and therefore just eat it normally, eat it regularly. Don't take breaks in the middle, but eat it in a normal way, and that way one could be assured that they would be yotze. There is a question we discussed in the past, what is the minimum amount, the maximum time that you have to eat it in? Kedei achilas pras is anywhere from 3 to 9 minutes. We should try to be as machmir as we can in terms of this question, just eating it regular. Meaning not stuffing, not eating it without derech eretz. As I like to quote Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Agada, says that it's impossible the Torah would mandate us to do something that wasn't derech eretz, stuffing our faces. But if we eat it normally at a good pace, so then one is yotze. Rav Avadya, many other achronim, says one does not have to be machmir, one shouldn't even be machmir to put it in at once. There is, though, an interesting halacha that we know from the Gemara that distinguishes matzah from maror. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Ayin Hey Gimel, Bala Matzah Yatsa. What if I swallow matzah? I didn't taste, I just put it in my mouth and I swallowed it down. The halacha is I'm yotze. Even though had I done that with maror, I would not be yotze. Because by maror, there is a halacha of tam maror b'fiv. I have to taste the maror. If I don't taste the maror, if I don't taste the bitterness, I'm not yotze. Matzah, it's okay. Matzah b'di'evit, even if I didn't taste it, I am still yotze. That's the halacha in Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch continues, Sefer Chinuch continues a couple of pages later. V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman. The mitzvah applies to both men and women. As we know, women are also obligated in the mitzvah just as much as men. There's no difference. B'zachar v'nekevus, men and women, v'over aleha b'tel asei. Somebody doesn't eat matzah on that first night, they're b'vatel mitzvah asei. V'kfar amarnu, shebezdin kofan al b'tel asei. As we've said, bezdin forces a person, when bezdin has authority, to fulfill mitzvah asei. Okay, a couple of points now brought up by the Minchas Chinuch. Firstly, going back to Oz Beis in the Minchas Chinuch. On the left side, he talks about the concept of Chatzi Shir. V'meimo kezayis. What if I only have a half a kezayis of matzah? Does it mean anything for me to eat? I only have a half a kezayis. I have no more matzah. Should I eat a half a kezayis? So, says the Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah lecha pachat b'kashir, kamo shechatzi shir aser min haTorah. We know I can't eat a chatzi shir of treif. So does that concept of averos also apply to mitzvos? The Gemara has it clear by Averos. I can't eat half a kezayis in Avela. I still get an Avera, Mida Oraisa, we paskin. I'm not going to get an onesh. I'm not going to get punished for that, but I still violate the Isidaraisa. Does that apply by mitzvahs? That is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shvus Yaakov, one of the Achronim from the 1700s, has this question, and he says he thinks it's worthless. There's no reason to eat a hefek as ayis mitzvahs. By averus it applies, but not by mitzvahs. What's his raya? There's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuf Pei Dalid, what if somebody swears, he makes a shvua, that he won't eat matzah the entire year? I swear I'm not going to eat matzah. He's not going to eat matzah. So the Shulchan Aruch says he is not allowed to eat matzah even on the night of Pesach. How does he take a shvua levadol as a mitzvah? Not for now. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ask the Shvus Yaakov, 1 minute. Let him eat half a kezayis. Because that doesn't violate his shvua, because the shvua, he only says, I'm not going to eat, which is kezayis, and he'll get something out of it. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say, eat half a kezayis? It must be that a half a kezayis is nothing. That's the Shvus Yaakov's raya. Not all Achronim agree to this. Many say maybe it's dependent on the reason why Chatzi Shir is usur by Averus, but that is an important issue to know about. Generally, we say, it can't hurt. Maybe you wouldn't make the bracha of Allah Chilas Matzah, biyotzi with somebody else, but it can't hurt. That is number one. Number two, another issue quoted, looking at Os Vav of the Minchas Chinuch, turning over on page Samach Dalin, the Minchas Chinuch here discusses the important sugya of matzah shiruya, soaked matzah. Soaked matzah. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say, could I be yotzei with soaked matzah? Let's say you have an elderly person who can't chew properly. Are you allowed to soak the matzah in water? It's not becoming chametz anymore. It's finished. The baking is finished. You're going to soak it in water, then eat it. He can't chew. Are you allowed to do that? So we paskin, you are. And you're yotzei the mitzvah as long as it still looks like matzah. Right? If you put it in water and you mix it up, and it's like water. It's dissolved in the water, then you're not yotzei anymore. But as long as he calls turisa denam, it still looks like bread. So then you want his yotzei. Where then did the minhag come from of not eating matzah shruya at all on Pesach? Right, that's the sugya known as the gebrak sugya. Gebrak means matzah shruya in Yiddish, soaked matzah. There is a minhag of many not to eat matzah shruya gebrak on Pesach. Where does it come from? All the Shulchan Aruch says is that you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Maybe even yotzi your mitzvah of matzah. Where does it say that you're not allowed to eat it? So again, that's the sugya that of gebraks. It comes from maybe originally hundreds of years ago, there was more space in between the matzahs. There were air pockets. So there is still a chash chimutz there. But bizman hazeh, it seems like that is not a chash. But minhag avasinu biyadeinu, if somebody has that minhag, so then one follows the minhag of eating gebraks. Can one change the minhag? What if one is at a place where the minhag is not that way? So there are tshuvas written about that. Tshuva is written about that issue. Okay, one final point, and that is, I think I mentioned this a couple days ago as well, but it's important to mention, and that is, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Chaf Vav, all the way at the end, and that is the issue of Kavana. What if I ate matzah without realizing? I know it's Pesach, but I didn't think I was just starving. I didn't think L'Shem Mitzvah. What was I Yotze? I was just hungry. So the Minchas Chinuch says, it's totally on the sugya that we have in the Tanaim and in the Amoraim and in the Rishonim, mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. Do we paskin that when I do a mitzvah, obviously l'anchila I want to have kavana, but b'di'eved, what if I don't have kavana? So that is a machlokas. We generally assume the distinction. This is the Radvaz's distinction. The Radvaz is quoted in the Mefarshim, in Simin Samach, in Shulchan Aruch. The Radvaz says that we have a distinction between Daraisas and Darabanans. By Da'oraisa's mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If you do a mitzvah Da'oraisa and you didn't have kavana, you got to do it again. And therefore we would tell the person, eat another kezayis of matzah. But Da'rabanans, we assume, ain't tzrichas kavana. So again, that l'chora would apply here as well. Okay, these are just some of the issues related to matzah, some halacha, some hashkafa, and B'ezras Hashem, we shall be zochet to fulfill that mitzvah kihilchasa. B'ezras Hashem, we continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of the Isser of having chametz in our reshus on Pesach.